love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother.
It's time. Joe and Cindy Farini, our dear friends, are here with us for My Marriage Matters. Good morning, you two.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. We're trying to evaluate without you already today whether our marriages are good, better, or best. Janelle has arrived.
Well,
she has it. Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, no, yeah. No, but I made a fourth category. So my marriage falls under best, thanks to Len, I've always said. But we're on our way to bestest. Is that okay?
Good. Bestest.
Perfect.
Wow.
See that? I need to hear that because there's always room for improvement, isn't there?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Sounds a little made up to me, but okay. Let's start with helping us understand what these phases are. So, Joe, the first category is a good marriage. What does that mean, a good marriage?
Yeah, right. Let's look back just a second on this one, Brian, and just realize that no matter what we're trying to achieve, you know, when we start talking about good, better, and best, what we're doing here is we're trying to achieve a process. And that involves understanding what are the standards, what are the benchmarks that help us to achieve that goal of being the bestest that you can be, right? And you know, the last thing you want to do when you come into a marriage, and you guys really started off the program really well. You know, you talked about the reality that there are expectations and there are unrealistic expectations when you go into marriage. And, you know, the worst thing you can do going into a marriage is to go into it with some type of a stormtrooper attitude, you know, demanding some complete subservient behavior. I mean, that's one way to end that marriage pretty quickly. And so, but what you want to do is you want to enter into that marriage with a casual thinking of each other attitude. And so let's start with some really simple, special things that you can do to demonstrate that you want to pursue or at least a good marriage. And these are simple things. And but, you know, start with asking good questions. Learn to be a good conversation person. You know, ask questions like, how was your day today? How was work today? How were the children? You know, just make it a habit of learning and being a good student of your spouse. You know, what are those things that your spouse enjoys? Does your spouse enjoy ever occasionally getting a flower from you, whether it's picked in the garden or you stop at the store and get it? Does your spouse have a special coffee or a drink that they enjoy? Would it be really nice to stop on the way home and get that for them? Absolutely. You know, one thing we love doing, one thing we encourage folks to do is just be willing to demonstrate and express your love to one another. And one way you can do that is just do simple things like take out the little post-it notes and just begin putting them around the house, saying things like, I love you, I miss you, glad I married you. And so those are simple things you can do. And one of the most important simple things you can do, though, is just to make it a habit of just sharing some simple prayer requests with and for each other. And in essence, what you're doing when you do that, Brian, is that you're saying to each other that I will do whatever I have to do to protect our relationship. And so we are still in the level of just pursuing a good marriage relationship. And we can ramp this thing up now to the next level. Cindy, you want to take that next one?
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous because good sounded so great that I'm where are we left to go?
Yeah.
So Cindy, what's a better marriage?
So you feel pretty good with that one for your marriage, huh, Brian?
No.
You're pretty good with good, huh?
It's no. It's good. I was talking for Janelle. Gosh. That's what I was doing. Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay, good.
You know,
great.
The very interesting thing is, you know, as we have spoken with Family Life around the country, I have had people come up to me and they're just like, honestly, totally satisfied not to really work on their marriage because they know that if they start doing that, they're going to have to make some changes, and that is not comfortable for them. And so that's the thing that Joe and I want to do, is to say in these three steps what he just said were, those are pretty easy things. You know, they're simple. Anyone can do them pretty much. But the idea is that every marriage can improve, and we can ask each other questions and that sort of thing, but what are the actions that we're going to take? And so my next section will be just about making it better and really just how to cultivate that marriage. And Joe finished up with saying, you know, talking about praying for each other. And that is so important because as we pray for each other, we're sharing things, or we should be sharing things that are deeper on our hearts, not just, you know, oh, I hope, you know, our little child does well at school today, but making it more deep and meaningful for each one of you, whether it's situations at work or something on your heart about your marriage and being able to engage each other on a different and deeper level. And one of the things that I always think of is how easy it is in a marriage just to say, you know, I love you. But what if we added the word because after that? You know, start to think about what would you fill in the blank to say to your spouse, I love you because. Now you're having to dig a little bit deeper and go thinking a little bit harder to what is really meaningful. And then just really being able to ask each other, how can I better serve you? I think in a lot of marriages, we just get kind of, I don't know, in this mediocre place of like, yeah, we're fine. But if we really ask each other, how can I serve you? And we were honest with each other, I think we would find that our marriage would start growing because we really care about each other. And while in our book we have like about 10 questions, I'm just going to finish it with the third one. And that is just to discuss with each other what frustrations you have. Sometimes we just think, it doesn't really matter that much. Or we might say, well, I don't really want to go there because if I talk about my frustration, we're going to have to work on this. So let's do that. Let's work on that so that we can go from the good to the better and then to the best of marriage.
Ooh, the best. Always learn so much about marriages when you guys are on. And I love this idea of pursuing to have the best marriage or a marriage on the level of best. Because usually what our society says is as time goes by, it doesn't get better. You know, I mean, what we've been learned to see is that it gets kind of stale, kind of boring. Can you tell us a little bit about that level, best, and how to reach it?
Yeah, that was very good, Janelle. Yeah, you know, pursuing this best marriage category, I mean, you need to understand this is an ongoing process of demonstrating unconditional love and trust for each other. If you get a point in your marriage where you feel like, hey, we've arrived, we don't need to do anything else in our marriage, that's a marriage that's in trouble. And at that point, for example, let me just give an example of if you're pursuing the best marriage that you can have, correspondingly to that, there will be an increased level of praying for each other. Because you know what that does? That just increases the trust between the two of you. And I'll just get in my little soapbox here for a second, just say this, that the point is that you cannot achieve a healthy, God-honoring, mutually satisfying marriage without a high level of trust for each other. So what does that practically look like? Well, that would include things like just sharing the biggest fears that you have right now and then discuss those fears. To talk about how you can lessen those fears for each other. What are the things that you can do to meet your spouse's needs right now? How can I help to make you feel more secure in our marriage? Do you feel protected? Let's make it personal. Name three things that I can do right now to help you to feel more loved, be loved well. And one category, and there's many, many more categories. Again, Cindy talked about the fact that we talk about this quite a bit in our book. But one category that sometimes is just swept under the rug is the category of sexual intimacy. Mm-hmm. You know, ask the question, what changes in our sexual intimacy would mean a lot to you? And this would include asking questions like, what are the things that I can do to make our sex life even better? Well, to make it the best that it can be.
With that question, right? And all the other ones you mentioned, it's like, man, you got no excuse. Now you can't say, baby, I didn't know.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not having these conversations with your spouse, I guarantee you, your spouse is being set up to have that conversation with somebody else. And I think that's what we see many times in marriages is that if they're not getting, you know, their needs met, their expectations levels met, they're going to find that someplace else. And that's what leads to trouble in a marriage relationship.
And it sounds like it's a conversation and it's questions that should be asked often, right? Is that your...
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
well, and let me just add, too, that I hope that people can see that there's sort of a stepping stool, if you will, of steps here that we go from, you know, thinking about each other to really engaging with and praying for one another to also then saying we're not just praying for each other, but we're praying with each other. And we're really asking in this best part of our marriage, really tough questions, because when you're first married, it's going to be probably a little bit difficult to say, you know, am I meeting all your expectations or do you have any fears? You know, but as you get older and wiser in your marriage, you should be asking those questions because we're all going to have them. I guess that's the thing we probably would want people to know, too. Like, we don't share these things with you out of, like, our marriage is the best and we have all the answers. We're sharing these with you because we've gone through all of these stages. And maybe you have the best marriage right now, and maybe it slips back to better. Then you just have to ramp it up a little bit to get it back to being a best marriage. It's always sort of in flux, if you will, going back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah.
Now, as we get close to the end here, Joe and Cindy, as I understand it, you have a challenge for couples?
Well, I do. And I feel like, you know, if you're in sports or even at work, if you're working up the ladder of success in whatever business you have or, you know, whatever you're doing in life, whether it's studies or sports, I think to myself, you know, do we just say, well, I think I'm just going to be mediocre today? Well, no, you are going to work hard at your marriage. You're going to work hard at your job. So my question, my challenge, our challenge would be, what are you going to move to improve? What area do you have to move on? And we'll post a little something in a little bit that you can get a couple of ideas on My Marriage Matters on our Facebook page. But that's going to be the challenge. You know, what will you do? Don't point to your spouse. Ask yourself, what will I do to move to improve?
Great challenge. And as you said, that'll be available on your Facebook page with more details. It's called My Marriage Matters. And you all have a bunch of books out and some more information. How can they find out more about you?
The best way would just be at our website. If you go to Cindy Farini or Joe Farini, either way, .com, you'll get there. And I would like to just add, just to get people to start thinking, now that things are opening up a little bit, a Family Life Weekend to Remember is coming back to Cleveland, and it will be here the last week of October. You'll be hearing more about that in the days to come.
Great news. Thanks so much, you two. Always love hearing from you. Again, JoeFarini.com or CindyFarini.com, My Marriage Matters on Facebook. We love you, too. Thanks for the visit.
Thank you both.
All right, thank you.